Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Very interesting situation that occurred on CNN earlier with Nathan Wade. When he basically walked out of an interview with Caitlin Collins, it aired on The Source, and then he starts to get interrupted by somebody as his media consultant. So I'll get to that with you as well in this hour. And Governor Kathy Hochul says she halted congestion pricing because inflation is out of control. So what they were going to do in New York City was they were going to charge you a ton of money if you're going into New York at certain times. It was actually being fought. There was a battle between King Philip the Unaccountable, the governor of New Jersey, and the governor of New York over this plan. But it's since been put on pause because of inflation. And even Jerome Powell, the chairman of the Fed, admits that jobs are overstated. There's an excellent piece I'm going to get into a little bit later in the show by Veronique de Rougier. She's a libertarian economist. She's with Cato, and she wrote a piece at The Reason, Reason.com, which talks about inflation. Biden's spending is absolutely leading to inflation. I know there's a lot of people that want to just blame the Fed. And look, I'm not saying not to blame the Fed. The Fed shares a enormous amount of responsibility for inflation. But let's also not let the old guy off the hook, all right? Biden's spending has also gotten us to this place. But a lot of people don't do that, and they just blame the Fed on our side of the aisle. And then the other problem is that Biden keeps blaming everybody but himself. He blames big corporations. He blames their greed. He blames this. He blames that. But never his own prices. Never his own prices and his policies. Not his own prices, but his own policies. So we'll get into that with you as well. And the question, of course, of will the president pardon his son, Hunter Biden? Here's what he said earlier today. He had a joint meeting with Zelensky of Ukraine after promising him more and more money. He also snapped at the press corps and said, hey, can't you people follow the rules? Huh? You're only supposed to ask me questions I have answers to. I'll play that clip for you in a second as well. But here's what he said regarding whether or not he would pardon his son, Hunter Biden. Take a listen.
Regarding the family, I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the
brightest, most decent men I know. And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
President Zelensky.
All right. So do you believe him is the question. That's the question. Do you believe that he will not pardon his son, Hunter Biden? Look, I don't want to beat a horse to death, but this is breaking news, obviously. So, you know, with regards to this idea of will Biden be the nominee or not, I just wanted to share with you this piece from New Jersey back in, this is 2002. So the headline of this story is GOP takes New Jersey case to Supreme Court. And it was October 3rd, 2002. And here's a story from CNN. Republican Senate candidate Doug Forrester filed a petition Thursday with the United States Supreme Court challenging a lower court decision to allow former Senator Frank Lautenberg to replace Senator Robert Torricelli on the New Jersey ballot. The dispute has drawn national attention because the New Jersey race is one of several close races that could determine who will be in charge of the United States Senate. Tennessee Republican Senator Bill Frist, who delivered the challenge to the Supreme Court on behalf of Doug Forrester and the New Jersey Republican Party, charged that what the Democrats have done is clearly illegal. He said New Jersey Democrats intend to steal an election they could not otherwise win. The petition asked for a hearing before the full United States Supreme Court and a stay of the New Jersey Supreme Court's order. The emergency application for a stay of enforcement went directly to Justice David Souter. Now, obviously, the Supreme Court would not intervene. The United States Supreme Court would not intervene. In addition, the Forrester campaign fired off a letter to Attorney General John Ashcroft asking him to use his authority under the Voting Rights Act to order the immediate mailing of absentee ballots. That letter was signed by six Republican members of Congress. Those absentee ballots would have Torricelli's name on them. The Forrester campaign said it would also ask a federal district judge to order the mailing of the absentee ballots. The New Jersey Supreme Court ruled Wednesday that Frank Lautenberg could replace Torricelli, who has withdrawn from the race. The court ordered attorneys from both sides to meet with a judge to discuss reprinting the ballots. Like I said at the time, this is October of 2002. Ballots had already been printed. And so they'd already been gone and already sent overseas, etc. Republicans argue that under state law, the name of a replacement candidate must be filed with election officials at least 48 days before the vote. Though Wednesday was the 34th day before the election, New Jersey's high court ruled unanimously that the election statute should be liberally construed to provide a full and fair ballot choice for the voters of New Jersey. Doug Forrester's attorney, Bill Baroni, said the Supreme Court appeal would be based on Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. Now, this is going to sound very familiar to you, but this is exactly what we went through in Pennsylvania in 2020. So in Pennsylvania in 2020, when the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania ruled that mail-in ballots could be accepted after the deadline and with no postmark or with minimal postmark, couldn't read the postmark, whatever it was, that happened too. All right. Matt, by the way, if you can grab that clip of Biden scolding the press for me, I'd appreciate it. Forrester's attorney, Bill Baroni, said the Supreme Court appeal will be based on Article 1, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution, which gives state legislatures the power to decide the time, place, and manner of elections for federal offices. All right? Time, manner, place. Same exact thing we dealt with in Pennsylvania in 2020. They always cheat. They always find a way to cheat. Cheat. There's lots of different ways to cheat, by the way. I got to refresh people's memory. In 2020... And after the election, there was all this stuff about, did the Democrats cheat? The answer is yes. It's to what degree was there cheating? There was all kinds of different cheating. There were dead people that voted in Philadelphia. That happens every single election. The dead rise from the dead to vote. And the same thing happens in places like Camden County, New Jersey. Former Governor Brendan Byrne, who was a very funny guy, he used to joke that when I die, I want to be buried in Camden County so I can remain active in politics and still vote. They cheated by changing the law. They cheated in Pennsylvania by having the Supreme Court say that the time, matter, and place of the election was irrelevant, and that's how they cheated in Pennsylvania. It doesn't just have to be around voting machines and stuffing ballot boxes, although we know that happened too. Every election involves fraud. Every single election. You're an idiot if you think it doesn't. Every single one. Every election involves some form of cheating. The question is how much, and does it impact the results of the election? What I can tell you is Pennsylvania 100% did, because the court getting involved there is not a conspiracy theory. It doesn't involve anybody being sued for defamation. You don't have to talk about machines being hacked or anything like that. That case, Pennsylvania Supreme Court in 2020, clearly came out and said, it doesn't matter what the law says, we're going to say we do whatever we want. So ballots come in after the deadline set by the legislature. Who cares? It doesn't matter. We're going to count them anyway. They're not signed. Who cares? They're not dated. Who cares? No postmark. Who cares? So they also broke the law. And in New Jersey back then in 2002, the high court also broke the law. So Barone, who you would eventually know from Bridgegate fame many years later, he was at the time an attorney, would go on to become a state senator, and then ultimately would be appointed to go to the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey by Governor Chris Christie. Bridgegate would happen. He would be found guilty, and then ultimately the Supreme Court of the United States would overturn his conviction. And that happened, you know, and that was all that. So Barone says state laws passed by our state legislature, is what he said back then, says 51 days before an election, a candidate for federal office, a candidate for any office, can leave the ballot. After 51 days, you can't leave the ballot. Now the state Supreme Court has overridden the state legislature. It's not up to the state Supreme Court to overrule the legislature. That's cut and dried. Now, let me tell you why it's different for the president than it is for a U.S. Senate candidate. You don't vote for the president. I got news for you, but you don't. You vote for their electors. Those electors then meet in December at the Electoral College, where Matt DeSantis was the mascot, and then they vote for the president. You vote for the electors. So it's not about changing the name of the candidate. You're still voting for the electors. The question is, if the Democrats nominate somebody else in August, like let's say, hypothetically speaking, the Democrats nominate Kamala Harris, not Joe Biden, all right? Would the electors still vote for Kamala Harris? Well, presumably the answer is yes. In some states, they're bound to by law. In some states, it's up to them. But how many democratically elected electors to the president and vice president are going to vote for Trump? See what I mean? In this case, you literally had to vote for the candidate, in this Robert Torricelli. So you had to take his name off the ballot and replace it with somebody else's name. You don't have to do that if they nominate a different candidate in August. Whoever the state's electors are who those electors will vote. Those electors will presumably vote for the Democrat nominee when they go to the Electoral College in December, if they are elected by the voters in November. That's why it's not impossible to do this. That's why you're not changing anything in 50 states. I'll give you another example. Let's say, hypothetically speaking, Joe Biden, there's a fight. There's a convention fight in August of 2024. Right? Let's say Biden has no plans to go anywhere, but somebody challenges Biden from the floor and they have a big delegate battle and a big delegate fight. And the states where delegates are free to vote for whoever they want. They decide, we're going to vote for this other candidate. And that other candidate steals the nomination from Joe Biden at the convention. It's happened before, by the way, in our nation's history, where they've had to do last-minute backroom deals to make sure it doesn't happen. All right. What happens then? Nothing happens then, because now the Democrats finally have their nominee. So then when you go to vote, now it's about getting those electors on the ballot in each of the 50 states, and that's all it is. It doesn't matter. There's no nominee yet. This is what I keep saying to people. You're not changing the Democrat nominee. There is no nominee. There's no nominee until November, until August. But I remember this whole thing with Forrester, and it was insane that they did this. This is my point, is the Democrats will do anything to maintain power. That's all. They will never, ever give it up. Here's Biden yelling at the press, scolding them for daring to ask a question off script. Take a listen.
About what more, if anything, the U.S. can do to drive towards a peace agreement. Thank you.
I wish you guys would play by the rules a little bit. I'm here to talk about a critical situation in Ukraine. You asked me another subject. I'll be happy to answer it in detail later. But the bottom line is that we've made an agreement. I've laid out an approach that has been endorsed by the UN Security Council, by the G7, by the Israelis, and the biggest hang-up so far is Hamas refusing to sign on, even though they have submitted something similar. Whether it had not come
all
to
right, that's enough. Thank you. So there you guys play by the rules, all right? I got these prepackaged questions and prepackaged answers, and stick to what you're supposed to do. Back in 2002, the New Jersey Supreme Court ordered elections officials to give precedence to mailing military and overseas ballots. At the time, Robert Torricelli was trailing Doug Forrester badly amid an ethics scandal that led to an admonishment by the Senate Ethics Committee. He dropped his reelection bid on Monday. That was October of 2022, saying he did not want to be responsible for the Democrats losing control of the Senate. Normally, a Democratic stronghold, New Jersey hasn't elected a GOP senator for 30 years, but Forrester was poised to win against the unpopular incumbent. If I remember correctly at the time, and this is 22 years ago, so I was just a kid, Doug Forrester had, I believe, anywhere from a 5 to 7 point lead, and that's with the crooked New Jersey pollsters, people like the Monmouth University polling and Rutgers polling and all the other crooks in polling that are still around today. So they, but he was going to win, and Torricelli's internal polling showed that too. Torricelli was going to lose. So the guy comes out, he goes, when do we become such an unforgiving people? I can't be the reason why Democrats lose control of the Senate. The stakes are too high, so I'm dropping out. And then they change candidates, and then there you go. But you see, they don't have to make it that complicated. They can do all this at the convention in August, and then, you know, you're fine. It's whoever the Democrats nominate in August. It could be Joe Biden. It could be somebody else. The states have to go with, except for, what's the latest, Matt? It's Ohio, and what's the other one right now with regards to the deadline? Do you remember?
It was Alabama, but I think that one got cleared up.
And so Alabama's cleared up. Is Ohio still the one that's the questionable one?
I think that one's pretty much fixed now, too, but I don't believe it's 100%. Alabama, I know they found a resolution.
Because the Democrat convention is so late this year that a lot of states had deadlines for when the parties had to submit their candidates to get their electors on the ballot. And Ohio, as of this point, I don't believe is budging. And they're saying our deadline is whatever it is, August 1st or something, I think, right? Isn't it? Or late July? Do you know offhand, Matt?
I know that it needs to be 90 days before the election, and they were off by like 15 days or something.
Okay.
So it was pretty close. And DeWine had called for a resolution via the State House. So I think they're on the cusp of resolving it, if it hasn't already been resolved.
Because legally speaking, you can't put a candidate on the ballot until they're nominated by the convention. Right?
I don't know for certain, but that sounds right.
Yes, that's the answer. Yeah, I just said that. Were you not paying attention?
I thought you were looking for me to confirm. I don't know.
No, that's the answer. You don't. There's no nominee yet. You got to wait till the person's nominated. That's the Democrat National Committee bylaws. So they don't have a nominee yet. That's the problem. Is that if they don't nominate Biden until August 20th, he theoretically won't be on the ballot in Ohio. But will that get worked out or not? Who knows? But they can't put him on the ballot until he's nominated by the convention. That's what people don't understand. You're not swapping anybody out yet. Biden isn't the nominee yet. He may be, he may not be, but he's not yet. He's not the nominee until he's nominated. You got to have a nomination, a second, and then it's got to be approved by the delegates at the Democrat National Convention in Chicago. And then after that, that person's electors go on the ballot in the various states. Dems are saying they'll do a virtual nomination before the convention if Ohio is not worked out to guarantee Ohio ballot access. Interesting. Yeah, because whoever the Democrat nominee is wants to be on Ohio, although I think Trump's going to win Ohio pretty easily, especially if he picks J.D. Vance as his vice president. And you see DeSantis at the Veep stakes now. J.D. Vance's stock price has gone up a lot.
Yeah, and Tim Scott has taken a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else's stock is sky high?
Who?
your boy, Doug Burgum.
Well, I mean, obviously, Burgum's a shoo-in, in my opinion. So, Trump would be an idiot not to pick him. The Burgum bros, they all want their man.
I think she's got a real good shot of getting selected.
I do, too. Actually, I really do. I think Doug brings the thunder. But wait, didn't Kristi Noem, though, say that it would be really good if they had a woman on the ticket?
Yeah, I think that was her way of sort of hinting to Dana Bash during her CNN appearance that she'd still like to be considered for vice president despite the puppy story.
So it's even though I shot a puppy, I have a vagina. That's basically the argument?
I think that's what she was insinuating.
And that Trump's puppy, dead puppy. Do you have that? We still have that clip. I know it was in the show sheet yesterday or the day before or something. Yeah, I think her stock has fallen tremendously since that book. I don't even hear any rumblings about her anymore.
No chance she's going to
I don't
be
think so either. No. It takes too much attention away. It is what it is. You got to be smarter than that.
Another reason for Doug, I'm saying, is because I didn't realize Doug was as wealthy as he is. Apparently, he's a billionaire, and $1 billion, you could contribute an awful lot towards the campaign.
Yeah, if you got a lot of money, Doug Burgum is the man.
Got great hair too, and he eats rattlesnakes.
Great hair, eats rattlesnakes, kills rattlesnakes with his bare hands.
No, it wasn't his bare hands, was it?
No? Thought it was.
I think he used a hoe.
A hoe?
Yeah.
Is that the same hoe that was on the Hunter Biden laptop or a different hoe? Here's Kristi Noem arguing that her body parts should be the reason why she's chosen. Take a listen.
On that list that I just showed, there were 6 men and one woman. Women, mm-hmm. particularly suburban women, I don't need to tell you, could play a big role in who gets elected in November. Should there be a woman on the ticket, A? And B, you said he just needs to pick somebody who will help him win. Would you help him win?
Mm-hmm. Well, all the polls tell him in these swing states that a woman on the ticket helps him win. The polls just say that. People, 1 in 4 Republican women haven't made up their minds because they want to have a woman talking to them about the issues they care about. And women aren't monolithic. They don't care about just one issue. They care about health care. They care about their children. They care about their futures. They care about having an opportunity to have a business and to have a career. And all of that is being threatened under Joe Biden. But yes, the women vote is extremely important. And I spent the majority of my time here in Wisconsin talking to women and talking to those people that are independent and on the fringe, and they're leaning towards Donald Trump, but they also want to know that their perspective is going to be at the table when decisions are made.
So he should pick a woman.
They want to know that there's going to be people involved. I think that would be beneficial, according to the polling that I've seen for him in a lot of swing states, is that having a woman that is helping him campaign makes a difference. Listen, I could be home in bed or feeding my horses right now or rocking my grandbabies, but I'm in Wisconsin because I believe President Trump needs to win. His policies are right for America, and they're perfect for South Dakota. And I want him to win, and the polling tells me that he needs women out on the campaign trail carrying his message about how much he cares about them and their future, too.
I don't know if I agree with her. I don't think our side of the aisle really looks at it that way. I think we look at the person, but she's trying to make her pitch, that's for sure. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Wow, I gotta tell you about Cherry Hill Volvo, because we broadcast live from the Cherry Hill Volvo studios every day, and Volvos are great cars. And Cherry Hill Volvo is the Talk Radio 1210 WPHE studio sponsor. So go see them today for your perfect Volvo. Whether it is the S Class made at their plant in South Carolina, or the XC90, the third row Volvo that Bridget drives, you have a great experience. Now, if you're a Costco member, you're going to get an additional $1,000 off the price of a new Volvo on top of their already aggressive incentives and promotions that they're doing because of their renovation extravaganza. So the last time Russian warships were in off the Florida coast was the 1960s, as you know, the early 60s. That's when Judah's father actually started the dealership. And so they're due for a renovation. And that's what we're talking about now, the renovation at the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, or the Cherry Hill Volvo dealership. So to make it up to you for the inconvenience that's going on, and they're also working on the road, you're going to get extra specials, extra savings, extra promotions. So please, go see my great friend Judith Krupnik today. You'll have an amazing experience. They pride themselves on making sure that you get the absolute best experience you possibly can. And when you're a Costco member, if you're a Costco member, the additional $1,000 off on top of everything else. Cherry Hill Volvo is where relationships matter. They prove that every day. And please remember, there's only one Volvo dealership that stands with us at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT as our studio sponsor. And that's Cherry Hill Volvo, where relationships matter.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen are two of the biggest hypocrites ever. In 2016, we walked out of the studio on the night before the election. Dawn and I walked out, and there's Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen having a big free concert in Independence Mall for Obama. Well, not Obama. What was his name? Hillary. Hillary, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, so the two of them, it turned out, they were fake farmers. And Bon Jovi he was a honeybee farmer, and he was able to use a loophole in New Jersey's property tax law at the time to get a 98% tax exemption to his land. 98% tax exemption. So instead of owing, I think it was $160,000, he owed $500.
Wow.
Not bad, right?
That's pretty good.
No, it was even less. John Bon Jovi paid $104 on 7.1 acres, of which he raised honeybees. Whoa, they're halfway there. Whoa, honeybee prayer. That's the terrible. So
it sounded pretty good to me. It's better than anything I could have come up with.
Appreciate that, yeah. Yeah. Imagine that, $100. But of course, at the same time, he's backing all these Democrat politicians who want to raise people's taxes. So right. I find that to be what we would call hypocritical.
Ironic. You
know?
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know how those bees are doing today, but I hope they're doing well. So, yeah, he's just a poor, poor man of the people farmer. So anyway. John Cook, again, always the contrarian. Russian vessels and airplanes have been visiting our coastlines repeatedly for many years. We just don't hear about it because it's not news. This is different. This is Putin purposely doing this to send a message to Joe Biden. This is not normal. This is him purposely doing this to send a message to Joe Biden, as I said on the show yesterday. He also said, why don't they talk about Youngkin for VP? I think Glenn Youngkin will be a great choice for VP. And Virginia is in play. So maybe they don't talk about him because that's ultimately who Trump's going to pick. And everything else is a look over here distraction. Certainly possible. No doubt about that. No. Putin sending these warships right now to Cuba is a direct FU to Joe Biden because Joe Biden is now letting Ukraine use weapons inside of Russia. This is not like a random training exercise. This is Putin's way of letting the United States of America know, before you told Ukraine they couldn't use the weapons you're giving them in Russia, now you're letting them do that. Oh, okay. Well, tell you what. We'll put some warships just off of Cuba and, we'll just keep them there just to send you a little message. A former KGB spy is actually concerned about all this and concerned about an accidental nuclear weapon launch, as a matter of fact. Because Vladimir Putin's up to his own tricks. He likes to scare people. This is what former spy Jack Barsky said in an appearance on News Nation's The Hill on Wednesday. He compared Russia's presence in the Caribbean to the Cuban Missile Crisis of 1962. With this kind of tension that we have, there's always a possibility of an accidental launch. You see, prior to this, Johnny Cook, ever the contrarian, we weren't supplying weapons to another country and then telling that country they can go use them in Russia. That's the difference. So it's not just a matter of it not making news. There's that other little pesky asterisk there that I would just point out for the factual record. And one is a nuclear submarine that has on it nuclear stuff. Like nukes. What?
I think Russia is claiming there are no nuclear weapons on it, but, are we going to believe what Vladimir Putin said?
I mean, not that they need to use a nuclear sub to launch nuclear weapons because they could just launch them from anywhere.
Yeah.
But still, it's more about a giant. It's like a giant FU to America. It's like, oh, by the way, oh, and while we're at it, we got a nuclear sub here, too. How you doing? And maybe we'll just open the hatch just to play some war games with you. Why don't we play a nice game of chess? Great point. You don't even know that movie, Andrew, or are you too young?
Which movie?
War Games.
I've heard of it before.
Oh, God. DeSantis, have you seen it?
Why do you even ask?
Put it on the... I've asked you this for years now, actually, about War Games. You still haven't watched it.
I know. I watch a lot of movies, but I don't go back and watch old movies.
Old movies are some of the best movies.
Not to me.
Oh, God.
There's a great movie with American and Russian submarines in it, though. What was it, 1986, The Hunt for Red October?
Sean
it sure is.
Yeah.
Great movie.
Not exactly the same situation, obviously, but still, you know, cat and mouse kind of stuff, you know, great cast and everything.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you something. I hate Alec Baldwin's guts with the passion of a thousand men,
mm-hmm.
but he was really good in that movie as Jack Ryan.
Right.
Ultimately, Harrison Ford is way better. It would take over the role after that. But, I mean, he was good in that movie as Jack Ryan. But Sean Connery seals the show. And the best part about Sean Connery is because it's as only Sean Connery can do, he's playing a Russian submarine captain with a Scottish accent. Because he's like, I'm not changing my accent. I'm Sean Connery. And they're like, yeah, you don't have to. You're Connery. So how many actors could pull that off? You know what I mean? I'm a Scottish-sounding Russian submarine admiral or captain or whatever he was.
Doesn't he speaks Russian like at the beginning before like they make the transition?
Yeah,
they're all speaking Russian at the beginning, right? And then
yeah,
I don't even remember what he sounds like in speaking Russian because all you think about is Sean Connery's actual voice.
Well, pull up a clip of Sean Connery as the admiral or whatever he was. Speaking Russian and then going right into the Scottish brogue right after that. It was great. Like, today we'll make the Soviet Union proud. And then all of a sudden it's like, head down. Connery's the greatest. Is he still alive? He's dead, right?
No, he passed away.
Yeah, he passed away.
He did pass away,
right?
Yeah. He was the best. You know, it's interesting because Jack Carr, who was on the show yesterday, and of course our big event with Jack Carr is coming up on June 25th, referenced The Hunt for Red October, which came out, 1986, I think it was,
yeah,
with the movie or at the book. He uses a lot of Clancy references in his new book, Red Sky Morning. Also, there's also the nod to 007, because this is his seventh book.
Mm.
So it's actually, since Sean Connery was the OG, not the first actor to play him, but the OG James Bond, I think. And then also he was the captain in Hunt for Red October. You can tell Jack Carr definitely has great respect for Ian Fleming, Tom Clancy, and for Sean Connery. And you'll get your hands on on Red Sky Morning if you join us on June 25th at 7 p.m. at the Zlock Performing Arts Center at Bucks County Community College in Newtown, PA. Tickets are going fast, though, so go to 1210WPHT.com today. Here's Connery. Go ahead.
Kakovni but Bakaru. So funny.
Well, the captain seems to think you're some sort of cowboy.
New Paroski.
Yeah, it's great. He's like, I'm going right back to sounding like Sean Connery. I don't care. I'm not trying to sound Russian. Screw that.
Who's he trying to impress? He was James Bond. He had his Oscar at this point.
Yeah.
What else has he got to do?
He was just the man. You know what I mean? The man. So what made me think? Oh yeah, right. So that's why we have Russian boats off the coast of Cuba. What else did I want to mention here too? This is interesting too. So Hunter Biden once brought two lovers to Joe Biden's Virginia home and slept with members of Amoeba's group, according to London Roberts. London Roberts, of course, is the mom of Hunter Biden's child, little Navy Biden. I'll call her Biden because nobody else will, but she's a Biden, so... He was so strung out on coke cocaine a few years ago that he brought both his girlfriend and his brother's widow, both of whom he was sleeping with, to President Biden's Virginia home. And there, the first son kept his drug paraphernalia locked up in his own wing of a house, according to London Roberts. London Roberts, whose bombshell memoir, Out of the Shadows, My Life Inside the Wild World of Hunter Biden, is out August 20th. And DeSantis, if you don't get her on the show, you don't come back.
I've sent numerous emails. I'm waiting for a date.
The Post said that Haley Biden did not appear very street smart when the two spent time with an often high Hunter at Joe Biden's rented house in McLean, Virginia. You need to meet Haley. You'll love her. That's what Hunter had said at the time. Let's all get together. And she said back, am I really spending time with someone who's in a seemingly open relationship with his sister-in-law? Yeah, you are. That's right. This looks like a very good book. Out of the Shadows, My Life Inside the Wild World of Hunter Biden, London Roberts, and she's got her daughter, Navy, on the cover. Comes out in August. Hanging out with the now president's son and his brother's widow is almost a footnote in Roberts' rollicking nearly 400-page tale of being a fly on the wall in Hunter's chaotic life. Contrary to what's been reported by the New York Post and what she writes in her book, she did not meet Hunter at a strip club, but at a small party at the offices of his investment firm, Rosemont Seneca, which was then located at the Swedish embassy in Washington, D.C. She was invited by a friend. At the time, Biden, who was found guilty of felony gun charges, was going through a divorce from his first wife, Kathleen Buell, with whom he has three children. He had begun an affair with Haley Biden, the widow of his brother, Beau, who died of brain cancer in 2015. Nothing abnormal about that whatsoever. Hunter was in an office away from the party when Roberts first spotted him, she writes, wearing brightly colored boxer briefs with parrots all over them and meticulously arranging his drug paraphernalia, a series of small glass tubes and copper strands on the desk in front of him. He turns in his chair and catches me in a stare. His gaze is intense with furrowed brows and the most beautiful blue-gray eyes I have ever seen. He is complex, but how? He has my full attention. Once they began hanging out and hooking up, Roberts witnessed Hunter lighting up a crack pipe and twerking on a pole at the Empire Club, the high-end gentleman's club in D.C., where she also worked. So there you go. I'm very excited to have her. I want her. I'd like to have her in studio, Matt DeSantis, the Traitorist, if we can do that, please. Can we do that?
That'd be cool, yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's do it. That's the big story of the day today. Brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria, VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile, V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. And two offices to serve you in Sidham Incident in Woodbury, New Jersey. Who the heck sleeps with their sister-in-law if their brother dies? Like, that's just, isn't that bizarre?
It's very weird. Apparently, there's another excerpt in the book where Roberts explains that she told Hunter that she was pregnant with his child, and then his reaction was to deny it and then hook up with one of her best friends.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get her on the show, DeSantis. You're useless now, but you'll be even more useless if you don't get her.
I'm trying. I'm in the process.
The level of uselessness will go up tenfold if you don't get her on the show. Do you see what I have to deal with here, Andrew?
Yeah. No, I mean, it's hard to get these kind of people because you have to incentivize.
Don't you defend him. No, I'm not.
Thank you, Andrew. I'm sharing my experience. I understand Matt's perspective, but I also understand the importance. You want to be able to share these important stories at a very important and critical time in our nation's history, right?
Yes.
So I understand both sides.
Yeah, if only we were in a top 10 market in a city like Philadelphia in an election year and you had the highest rated afternoon drive host since 2017.
Who was
granted, well, that guy was a loser back then in 2017, but our numbers, I'm told, are outstanding. I'm not typically one of those hosts who boasts about numbers, but the only reason I am is because I hate the guy who had this job in 2017. So I'd like to just brag about that fact for a moment.
Yeah, that 2017 guy, man, was he terrible.
He was low energy and completely self-absorbed and talked about himself all the time. And chicks did not dig him at all.
Come to think of it, he didn't like Bon Jovi or Bruce Springsteen either, right?
No, that's very true. He did not. He was not happy with that. Yeah, no, I got an email from the corporate shill, Darth Stocker, co-host of Kale & Company / brand manager / the chief El Jefe here. He said, best May and afternoon drive since 2017. I'm not going to go through all the numbers with you because, again, I don't brag. But just because I crushed that other guy in 2017, good riddance to that guy. Loser.
I think there probably are members of the audience that don't realize that you were the host in 2017.
Oh, I was? I thought it was somebody else. I thought I was in mornings by then. Oh, it was me? Oh.
Oops.
That's awkward. I thought I'd move the mornings at that point. Oh. Oh, there. All right.
Dang.
Take it back. Actually, now, Finn2392 is saying, Rich, she's not worth the interview. She was on with Rob Schmidt last night on Newsmax and wouldn't answer a single question. Just promotes the book, waste of time. You know, I think that's DeSantis' burner account. He's tweeting that to put that out there into the ether so that this way, when he doesn't come through, he can be like, ah, come on, she's a terrible guest anyway.
It's a good idea. I wasn't clever enough to think of it.
Just saying, you know.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
So you've heard that the Russians have a Wall Street Journal reporter that they're holding. You've heard a lot about that. But have you heard about Bogdan Sururyuk? He has been detained by Ukraine. And a prominent socialist website in Ukraine has been blocked. Also, Ukraine has released a new media enemies list, and the Western press, as usual, completely ignoring it. Matt Taibbi putting this out just a few moments ago. At least Ukraine doesn't discriminate when it comes to detaining writers. On April 25th, the Security Service of Ukraine detained 25-year-old socialist Bogdan Sururyuk on charge of treason. Just over a month later, While he remained in detention, the city of Mykolaiv, Ukraine, banned one of the outlets with which he's connected, the World Socialist website, which has faced suppression in the United States in the past, as noted by Matt Taibbi. In January, Chilean-American writer Gonzalo Lira died in custody after a lengthy detention. Most American media condemned Lira even in death, with headlines like, Kremlin shill dies in Ukraine, pro-Putin American expat dies in Ukrainian jail, and anti-Ukraine chorus seeks to exploit an American's death. The SBU also sought to have the Gray Zone's Aaron Mattei removed from Twitter, and several organizations have published lists of Ukrainian media enemies, with a new one called texty.org.ua, listing everyone from Noam Chomsky to Tucker Carlson, as well as ice cream magnate Ben Cohen, Chris Hedges, Code Pink, and Matt Taibbi, as spreaders of Russian propaganda. The World Socialist website doesn't appear, but someone invested real money and time in elaborate Western style and created an elaborate Western style media enemies list with snazzy graphics. The SBU detained this guy who leads an organization called the Young Guard of Bolshevik Leninists back in an April raid at his home. The Ukraine intelligence agency somewhat absurdly claims to have found a Russian army great coat, a backpack marked with a Z, ostensibly representing Russian chauvinism, and a gas mask. Since his arrest, he's been denied contact with his affiliates at the World Socialist website. He has been unable to obtain proper legal counsel or the blood pressure medication on which he relies. At one point, he was able to find a lawyer in Kyiv. A week later, his lawyer said that he would not be able to take the case, citing the danger of representing him. The irony of this, of course, is that we've heard nothing from the Western media. We've heard a lot about Vladimir Putin obtaining and arresting American journalists, and he should release them, just like Zelensky should release the journalists that he doesn't like. But you don't hear about that. Just like I didn't hear that Zelensky dissolved his parliament, also canceled elections. You don't hear these things. We just hear about the fight for democracy and the fight to keep the world free and blah, 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 as we keep pouring money over there. But we don't actually hear about any of Zelensky's tyrannical stylings, the tyrannical stylings of one Volodymyr Zelensky. We'll talk more about that as the show progresses today, but we have a great guest coming up. Milo Morris is the Bucks County Chairman for the Black Conservative Foundation. He'll join me next. I want to tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, though. I started to get cut out a little bit early by accident, but he's a great guy, great dentist, great friend of the show, the master of dental implants. There's simply nobody better. The people in his office are great. There's always great music playing. I know there might be a dentist close to you, but I want to ask you a question. Given how important your smile is, do you want to go to the closest dentist or you want to go to the best? That's Dr. Mike Veneria. With two offices to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. There's no one better. And our entire family trusts Dr. Mike for his care and his expertise. Dental implants are complicated stuff, so go to the best. And if you've already had an estimate or a consult for dental implants or other dental procedures, get a second opinion with Dr. Mike Veneria. VeneriaDental.com. Go see him today.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.